The Blaze Radio Network. On demand. Freedom's Disciple. On demand.
On the Blaze Radio Network.
Now, I want to start today's show by sharing a confession with you. If you listen to Glenn's show this week, he had a really interesting show one of the days where he said people don't share the bad side of what's going on in their lives. They only share the positive side. They only share when things are going right. They have these great pictures of, you know, look at my life, it's so perfect. Well, I'm one of those people. I believe that when I'm on social media or when I'm on this, especially when I'm on this show, that it's my job, quote unquote, and I use that word very loosely, job, is to be happy, to be positive, to talk to you about principles, to you know, make out the case. And I do research on all the topics I talk about, and I try and be as factual and as direct, and I try and break them down to the principles. And even when I'm feeling really crap, I come on this show, and I don't know whether it comes across or not, but I always try and you know, put your best foot forward. Well, today I want to be honest with you. I want to have an honest conversation with you because, I'll be honest, I'm struggling not to get bitter right now. I'm really struggling not to get bitter. I'm watching your country from a distance, and I'm watching your culture do stuff I don't think it should be doing. And it's happening on all sides. And the issue I'm going to talk to you about is immigration. Because this issue is killing me inside, I got to be honest. When I, it's getting really hard for me to even read an article about this issue because I see your culture, I see your politicians on all sides of the aisles. Just, honestly, just reward illegal behavior. I want to talk to you about some of the stuff I've heard over the last couple of weeks, and I apologize if I get emotional or if I kind of lose it because I just don't get. And it's easy to sit in here and go, well, this is the Democrats, John, the Democrat. I'm going to talk to you about some of the words I've heard Republicans and conservatives talk about and use. And I want to start with the first one that I hear time and time again, and it pees me off constantly. America is a compassionate nation. We should show compassion to these guys. Look, they just need compassion. Look, and especially these kids. Look, they did nothing wrong. We need to show them compassion. America's not a cold nation that just throws people out. We need to show compassion to these people. Okay, first off, factually, America is one of the most compassionate nations in the world. Factually, there's no way you can dispute this. Whether it's on time, whether it's on money, whether it's on making the world a better place, whether it's making the world safer, there is no dispute unless you're an ideologue who doesn't base their ideals on facts. America's made the world a better place. There is no disputing this. America has showed compassion to many people it shouldn't have shown compassion to, maybe. You look at what America did in post-World War II. There were some Germans that you probably could say, you shouldn't have shown compassion to. You did. There were people who turned their backs on what happened in World War II Germany. America welcomed them. Said, look, that was the past. Come on over. The question isn't whether America should be compassionate or not, because it is a compassionate nation. The question is, who do you show compassion to? I am so frustrated right now because I know my dream is dead. But there are over 5 million people who are trying to do things the right way. There are millions of people in America who are there legally who have done things the right way. And I feel so frustrated for them. Because it's not about whether you should be compassionate or not. The question is, who do you show compassion to? Right now, your politicians, both Republicans and Democrats, regardless of what letter you have beside your name, regardless of all the talking heads in the media, regardless of what the media report, it's all a narrative of, well, those who broke the law are the only people who want to get into America legally. They're the only people we should discuss. They're the only people we acknowledge. They're the only people who exist, and no one else does, and they're all dead to you. What about the people who want to do things the right way? I'd ask you a question, and don't make this about me, make this about a general point. Getting into America is incredibly expensive. The people who spent, who worked hard, who saved, who did things the right way, who paid all the lawyers, who paid your government all the money for each stupid law that you have, of all these forms you have to fill in, who spent time, if you, you know, of all the questions and the invasive questions you have, if you decide to get married and you want to marry an American citizen, you have to answer questions to a government official about what type of underwear your wife wears to prove that you're actually married and that you love her and that you live her, that it's not just a marriage of convenience. It is a lot of things. Is America worth it? Absolutely. It's why so many people go through it. But there is no compassion for the people who have gone through that and are going through that right now and may potentially be rejected. But all of a sudden, it's compassionate to be people who just said, you know what, screw America. I'm just going there legally. America owes me. Now you have to show compassion to those who said, I don't care. Really? This is the narrative that you're seeing from your media, from your politicians, from your talking heads. No one else talks about, hey, what about the people who are waiting in line? You know, because I'm this line of, well, they just acted out of love. Really? What did the people do? If people who said, you know what, I don't care about American law, I'm just going there, or I go legally and then I overstay my visa, if they act out of love, what do the people who are sitting in line going through those forms, who are going through all those meetings with lawyers to get there, to find a way to get there legally, to make their life better, what are they acting out of? It's so frustrating because this week you had a grandstand politician stand for 8 hours. 8 hours. Oh my God, isn't she wonderful? 8 whole hours stood in Congress. And we need to show compassion. We need to stand up for these dreamers. Where's the politician? I know that was Nancy Pelosi and that's a Democrat. Where's the politician standing for 8 hours? Heck, I'll even go 10 minutes highlighting the plight of the illegal immigrant who did things the right way or who wants to do things the right way. Where's the politician standing for that? Where is Mike Lee? Where is Ted Cruz? Where is Luke? All these conservative leaders who are supposed, oh, well, we care about legal immigration. Yeah, right. Where are you standing? What are you doing? This week, I lost my mind. For two reasons on one quote. In case you didn't hear, Michael Kelly, who's Donald Trump's chief of staff, got lambasted in the media this week. Because he dare say, if you didn't actually read his speech and you didn't actually read his words and his comments, sorry, it wasn't a speech. If you didn't actually read his quote, this is what you heard. That President Trump's chief of staff said DACA recipients were lazy. They couldn't be bothered to get off their ass. Of all the people, of all 1.8 million people, not one of them is lazy. Not one of them is lazy. Not one of them went, you know what? I gotta fill in a form and I gotta go see and I gotta go and I gotta deal with those government and I gotta speak English and I gotta deal with I can't be bothered. Not one person said that. This culture in America where if you dare say anything about a DACA recipient or an illegal immigrant, not one of them can be bad. Not one of them can have any bad quality. They're just the most humble, honest, God-fearing, you know, principled, loving, caring individuals that have ever existed in the world. You have this system, this culture, where you cannot, it's like the 11th commandment, thou shalt not speak ill of an illegal immigrant. But of your fellow Americans, oh yeah, they're white trash. Oh, they're just a right wing. They're just a teabagger. They're just an ideologue. They're just a fascist. They're just a racist. They're just a homophobe. They're just a bigot. But no. You can't dare say one illegal immigrant is lazy. No, God, you, what are you? This culture of your politicians and your media, you cannot say anything bad about people who are not Americans. But if you're an American, oh, it's open season. You can say anything you want. But also, deeper in that quote, if you actually read his whole quote, I lost my mind for a second time because I saw the media outrage and I went, huh, that doesn't seem like the best thing to say. And then I actually read what he said and I went, I would have phrased it different. I wouldn't have said, get off your ass. I wouldn't have said lazy. I would have phrased it slightly different. But, you know, at the end of the day, that's semantics to some people. They don't care about how you word things. We've learned this lesson time and time again. I would have worded it different, but I'm not a politician, so I tend to speak differently anyway. But when I read the whole comment, I lost my mind for a second time. And yes, if you support Donald Trump, you're not going to like what I'm about to say. I lost my mind because in that quote, and I quote, Donald Trump is now the champion for DACA recipients. This is the world we live in. The candidate who arguably was the most, I don't like using the word anti-immigrant because he wasn't anti-immigrant. He was anti-illegal immigration. The candidate who was more vehemently supportive of building a wall, of standing up against illegal immigration, is now the champion, less than 2 years later, for DACA recipients. This is the culture we live in. I don't know Donald Trump. I've never met him, nor do I particularly want to meet him, because I don't want to meet any politicians. I don't know whether he truly believed what he said on the campaign, or if he was advised to say it, or he was listening to his advisors like Ann Coulter. But it's amazing the change people have when they get elected. Even those who were supposed to support legal immigration go either silent or they change when they get to DC. It's amazing. I also heard your former president, George Bush, this week commenting on DACA and things. And one of the quotes was, they do Americans jobs Americans won't do. So we should just say welcome and thank you. This blurry line of, okay, let's just say for a minute that Americans won't do the jobs that those people will do. Okay, let's just say that's 100% factually true. And to be honest, there is some merit to that claim. There is some merit to that claim. But what's so frustrating is, it's amazing to me that you have a system where if you believe that no American will do, you know, pick the lettuce and do all those manual labors and do the cleaning jobs and be the nannies. If that's 100% true, even if study after study showed it was 100% true, there is some merit to it, but it's not 100% true. There are plenty of Americans who do those jobs. If you believe it, then argue for more legal immigration. Say, you know what, we have all these jobs, they're seasonal jobs or they're all year round jobs. Let's just set up a system where you can apply cheaply and quickly for those jobs that Americans won't do. And say welcome and thank you to those people. But this blurring of the lines between saying, well, you should do things the right way and come into the country legally, and, well, look, they're here illegally, but they're doing jobs Americans won't do because they act noble and they're all just so good people. I'm sick and tired of the narrative being shared by everyone on the left, on the right, and the politicians. And no one highlighting the plight of the legal immigrant. No one highlighting the cost that people had. The legal immigrants who are there, I don't know their situation. But I would say the chances are, if you're there legally right now, I would say you've spent at least 6 months of your life trying to get there. You've probably spent at least $10,000. And you've probably answered some very impersonal, uncomfortable questions to a government bureaucrat. And yet, thank you for that. You're never going to be mentioned. We're just going to focus in on those who went illegally. Who went, you know what, I don't want to spend 6 months of my life waiting. I don't want to spend the $10,000. I'm just going to go there legally. What also drives me out of my mind is every time I hear these amnesty plans, it's amazing to me. You know, we have to give amnesty to these people. You know, what we're going to do is we're going to give amnesty to them. We're going to forgive them breaking the law of going into the country legally. But once they pay their back taxes, you know, heaven forbid the IRS loses out. You know, we don't mind turning a blind eye to you coming into our country illegally. But, you know, you have to pay your back taxes. We overlook one law, but, you know, not paying your taxes, not paying your fair share is something we just won't overlook. The double standards are amazing to me. But I want to talk to you about for a minute, if you'll bear with me and indulge me. Because people always tell me, you know, liberals, they're great at pulling on the heartstrings. You know, they shared the feelings of it. Well, I'm going to share some of my feelings with you and make this very personal. Something I don't do very often. I've had a 25-year love affair with America. And maybe this was never the case, or maybe this was just some tagline. You know, some people have told me, you just believed a lie. Maybe that's true. I hope it's not. I don't think it is, but maybe it's true. I believe the line of, in America, if you did the right thing, you worked hard, you played by the rules, while you might not get rewarded today or tomorrow, you will get rewarded down the line. I always believe that. I've done the right thing. I've followed every law that I know of. I've worked hard. I'll even add one extra in there. I've worked for free. You know, everything I do for free. I don't earn money from this show. Would I like to? Sure, but I don't. When I was doing other jobs, I did it for free. When I do writing, I do it for free. Last year when I did a speaking tour, I did it for free and on my own dime. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying I played by the rules and I went the extra mile. My reward is to be rejected and to be forgotten. But my reward also is to be slapped in the face every time one of your politicians of both sides of the aisle speak. Because here's how I really feel. I don't live a bad life in Ireland. I don't live on the streets. I have a house. We live in a house together. I have access to the internet. I have warmth, I have heat, I have food. But I haven't had a full-time job in 6 years. Economy sucks. Also, I don't know how much of this is attributed. I'm not a victim, so I don't pay attention to it. But I have to believe at least some of the reason I'm not full-time employed is because if you do a Google search of my name, 6 of the first 8 searches come up with my work. My social media, my website, my speeches, my show here. You see pictures of me with Glenn Beck. You see pictures of me at rallies with the big coming, the Gadsden flag. Some of that has to be some of it. My beliefs are not exactly popular in my own household, let alone in potential employers. But how I feel is I've been condemned to pretty much a life sentence in prison in a place I don't want to be. And the only way I have any chance of getting out of there is by doing what I would deem immoral. I either say, you know what, America owes me, and I go there illegally, which people tell me to do all the time. It's amazing. Even conservatives, I'll meet you at the border. Just come across. We'll sort everything out. It's just not me. It's not who I am. Two wrongs don't make a right. Just because you slap me in the face and you constantly do it doesn't mean I then have the right to turn around and say, well, look, you know what? They owe me. Because you don't. Or the other one is, well, just marry someone, John. Just go marry some broad and get your papers and you'll be fine. And then, you know, after a couple of years, divorce her. You know, and look, if you need some money, we can put some money together for you, you know, just so, you know, it's financially beneficial to her. Marriage is something serious to me. It's a system where you come before God. I nearly said government there. You come before God and you declare your love for each other, and it's a lifetime commitment. Sorry, I'm one of those religious people, even though I don't have a religion, who actually believes marriage is something more than a piece of paper. They're my two choices. Or I can accept my fate and stay over here. But this is where I turn everything I've said, where I've kind of made it about me, onto you. And onto America. What America do you want to live in? Do you want to live in the world where, whether it existed in the past or not is irrelevant. Going forward, do you want to live in an America where if you do the right thing and you follow the laws and you work hard, you have a good chance of being successful, of making a better life for yourself? Is that an America you want to live in? Or do you want to live in America where, sure, some people will do the right thing and work hard and play by the rules and they might get ahead, but there's also going to be a fair chunk of people who don't do the right thing, don't follow the rules, and they'll get rewarded. And not only will they get rewarded, because I'm not a fool. I know some people do bad things and live a life full of luxury. I'm fully aware of that. But what is society's response to that? Should they be celebrated? Should they be heroed? Should they be a protected class? Oh, you can't say anything about those people. You dare? You said they're lazy. You said they're lazy. Oh my God! You're some type of wicked person. What America do you want to live in? I can only hope that enough of you rise up. And regardless of the politician, regardless of the media, regardless of whether they agree with you on issues or some of the issues or all of the issues, but that you rise up and say, no, America should be a country where, yes, we are compassionate, but we are compassionate to the right people. We are compassionate to those who want to play by the rules, who want to make America a better place, and who are not just there to get a job, but who are there to integrate into your society. Just something to think about. Thank you, and hope you enjoyed this short clip from last week's show. If you want more content based around America being an exceptional idea, eternal principles, and searching for self-evident truths, then please subscribe to my show called Freedom's Disciple, which is available for free on SoundCloud, iTunes, Google Play Music, or Stitcher.